the sky, and your spirit is one with me. Your wings span the mighty ocean. Your eyes see everything. The slightest of your motions can make the continents ring. Yet in all your might and glory, you vanished from the skies, leaving just another story amidst millions of man-made lies.
All right, good morning, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to another edition of the Free American Hour. I'm your host, Clay Douglas, publisher of the Free American. Are you ready to be enraged? Are you ready to be upset? I'm your guy. I tell you, this one really got to me, too. Talk about the height of ridiculousness. The TSA, that's those idiots at the airport that want you to take off your boots and so you can get on their planes. They're the reason I don't fly anymore, because I'm pretty sure if I can't get money in by Western Union, I almost got arrested in Arizona because somebody sent me $500 and I was told I couldn't have $500. Because it was against the law in Arizona. Now, if they had sent me $499.99, I could have had it. You got my money, I want my money, so they called the cops on me. Now, sir, be calm. I said, I'll be calm when you get my money. I am calm because you're still standing. I'm really calm. Just want my money. Well, sorry, nothing we can do about it. Can't do it. Couldn't do it. But this tops that. This tops that. The TSA has taken a 5-year-old boy into custody. He was thoroughly searched at SeaTac because his name is similar to a possible terrorist alias. As the consumerist reports, when his mother went to pick him up and hug him and comfort him during the procedure, she was told not to touch him because he was a national security risk. They also had to frisk her again to make sure the little Dillinger hadn't passed anything, any dangerous weapons or materials to his mother when she hugged him. It's a case of mistaken identity for a 5-year-old boy from Normandy Park. He had trouble boarding the plane because someone with the same name is wanted by the federal government. They reported from SeaTac Airport. You know, if you wanted to systematically discredit the Department of Homeland Security, if you wanted to make an utter mockery of aviation safety, you couldn't do a better job than this. That's pretty amazing. Pretty amazing. And I got this in. It's with Ron Paul. And for you in a second when we come back. And we'll take your calls at 800-313-9443.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places." People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs. It discusses America and Prophecy, the Antichrist, Tyrants and Wars, Secret Societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715. Or mail P.O. Box 771, Athens, Tennessee, 37371.
Come on, Bill. 2 weeks ago, you were riding a bicycle.
For some time now, you've listened to our corny Did You Rob Bill Gates.com ads. So let's get serious for a moment. Did You Rob Bill Gates.com can really show you how to make money with your own home-based business and will give you the ability to quit your job, pay off debt, or how about buying some silver and gold for the future or retirement? What about just being around more for your family? Did You Rob Bill Gates.com can show you how to increase your cash flow so you can get the things in life you want? What if all it took was answering the phone? Could you do that? When the cash flow increases, it's amazing what you can do. It's about independence and freedom. Did You Rob Bill Gates.com can show you how. Don't wait any longer. Go to Did You Rob Bill Gates.com. That's Did You Rob Bill Gates.com.
Hi, this is Brother Michael Diamond. You can now get the most important package ever on what has happened to the Catholic Church in the last 50 years. Find out how this massive crisis concerning the Catholic Church happened, what happened, and how the Bible predicted it would take place in the last days. The package contains 6 DVDs that contain 10 different programs, 2 books that combined are over 1,000 pages and other information. Order now at our website, mostholyfamilymonastery.com. That's mostholyfamilymonastery.com. The last word monastery is spelled M-O-N-A-S-T-E-R-Y. Or call us at 1-800-275-1126. That's 1-800-275-1126. Or mail in your order to us at 4425 Schneider Road, Fillmore, New York, 14735. The total cost for this massive package of information is only $10, $15 for UPS Ground, or $30 outside the U.S.
Talk to me today is 800-313-9443. I've got guests lined up for Thursday and Friday, and I got an old friend called in to talk on the show. I'm going to bring him up in just a minute because he's got a little different opinion about something that we're going to be talking about here. Couple of things. There's overwhelming evidence of computer vote fraud in New Hampshire. A small-town tax collector has admitted to dumping 31 Ron Paul votes, but has excused herself with, it was a mistake. And town clerk tax collector Jennifer Call was forced to take her phone off the hook the day following her state's primary in response to the hundreds of phone calls. She did not and accept anybody else's calls, any newspaper calls. But Ron Paul, Representative Ron Paul, who stands, according to this article, for everything American, is the pain in the butt to the New World Order and could set their plans back a century with his proposed destruction of the privately owned and controlled Federal Reserve System. This article here is by my old friend Pat Shannon, who now works for American Free Press. He has long realized that his maltreatment by the press is the norm rather than the exception. Pat says the Fox News snub was the last straw, And when they refused to allow Paul a seat at their New Hampshire debates in January 6th, it showed just how far their management will go to deceive the public. The deck is stacked against Ron Paul. And this little YouTube video will show you, give you an idea why people like Pat Shannon think Ron Paul is the answer. TJ has a different opinion on that, and I'll get to him in just a moment. Let me play this clip. This is Ron Paul speaking.
First off, I'm just wondering whether I should still offer the vice presidency to Doug Casey. You know, 9/11, they say we don't talk about 9/11. Well, we try to put it in a perspective. It was a criminal act, and part of it was it came about because, and it was so disastrous, mainly because we have so little respect for the Second Amendment and personal responsibility for our property. If we would have treated our passengers and the responsibility airlines like we do, like we allow the banks control their money in their armored cars, people don't blow up and rob those cars. Why, if the responsibility had been on the airlines to protect their passengers and we didn't have the federal government taking over the security, the airlines might well have had guns in those cockpits, and they probably wouldn't even attack us. If they did, they would have been shot. But now we use 9/11 for the excuse for everything, perpetual war for perpetual peace. So where we go? We go to Iraq. They've been wanting to go to Iraq for 5 or 6 years before that. The resolution for regime change occurred in 1998 under Clinton. So it was on and on and on. They were just looking for an excuse. The first meeting of this administration, they were devising plans on how to go in. Paul O'Neill couldn't believe his word, you know, what he was hearing. And yet 9/11, the first meeting after 9/11, those up in the administration said, this is our chance. And somebody said, well, it had nothing to do with 9/11. That's beside the point. Let's go get them. They said, well, you have to at least stage an attempt to go into Afghanistan, pretend you're going after Osama bin Laden. So they did that for a few weeks, backed away from Tora Bora, let Osama bin Laden escape into a country that we subsidized, who's a military dictatorship. We helped them to have a nuclear weapon. They're protecting Osama bin Laden. I mean, it makes no sense whatsoever. They say, well, conditions change, so we have to change our foreign policy. Our foreign policy creates these conditions, and they always will.
All right. TJ, welcome to the Free American Hour.
Good morning, Clay. Can you hear me? Over.
Yes, sir, I can.
Okay. I really thank the good Lord that he has allowed me this time with Clay Douglas. Now, Clay Douglas is not a humble man, but he's got a lot of testicular fortitude, and he's got a good Chihuahua dog named Bandit. And that's what I appreciate most about Clay Douglas, the first and the second. I want to tell you, you just played a clip of Ron Paul talking about airliners hitting them towers. Those were tanker jets, Clay.
Well,
Ron Paul,
wait a minute, TJ.
Yeah,
I played. Remember the pod and all that they said us on, and that you could see in the videos. Well, those planes were supplied by Dov Zakheim Systems Planning Corporation. They were remote control aircraft. There weren't any hijackers at all.
That's exactly what I'm saying.
You know, they say they can land them within 1 foot of any runway on the planet, but that means I also, and I published this in the Free American a few months ago, that the aircraft that hit the World Trade Center exceeded the software limits, you know, that they have for passenger aircraft, so that, you know, your jet jockeys can't maneuver them like a fighter jet, and those planes were maneuvered like a fighter jet, so they had to be done by remote control. And Dov Zakheim had $2.6 trillion that couldn't be accounted for from the Pentagon when he was comptroller of it, And then he sprung up with his company that makes remote control devices for all our aircraft. Go figure, huh?
Well, I've already figured all of that and then some, and I appreciate that input, Clay, but I'm not here for your ego or my ego. I'm here for Bill Cooper, Teddy Roosevelt, and Andrew Jackson, and reality. And your dog.
I was with Bill Cooper about a week before they shot him. And
what do they do first? They shoot the dogs because they're our best friends. But let's get to more technical stuff here. I want Melissa from Texas to listen up. Ron Paul talks a wonderful talk because he is the Patriot Tickler. He is the Patriot Tickler from Washington, D.C. and Texas. You're not from Texas, Clay.
Yes, I am.
Well, where are you right now? You're in New Mexico.
No, as far as I'm concerned, I'm still on the Republic side of the Rio Grande.
Okay, that's cool.
And
that's
we never should have given up Colorado. We never should have given up the Rockies.
I want your listeners on this internet international broadcast. The U.S. government will not allow this military retiree to have a landline telephone, let alone internet. It's TJ from Minnesota, or Sergeant Warner with Dr. Stan Monteith, or Tracy Davis. And you've never heard that name on air. None of you patriots, true patriots, God-fearing people have heard that. We're going to turn this hourglass of corruption upside down. We're going to get to reality with Clay Douglas this morning like you have never heard it, like Alex Jones, Davon Klyce, or Captain Joyce have never heard it before. Because we're going to talk straight talk, and there's a 91-year-old widow sitting next to me right now. The reality is, you buy into American politics, and you will suffer the consequences.
You're not a Ron Paul fan, and you are you're not any politician fan. You don't believe in any of them. But we've got a system here, TJ, that we have to turn around some way.
Okay, Clay, that's a fair statement, and it's probably honest. The political system of the United States is based upon mortal fallibility, and I believe in Christianity, Islam, and the monotheistic three big three of preference and honor to the Creator. I do not believe in the democratic system, the Ron Paul politics that won't come out from his rock to defend his own butt politically right now. And Alex Jones spent 3 hours yesterday without mentioning him because he knows where it's at. So does Davon Klyce. Davon Klyce started backing up. Clay Douglas ain't going to back up from nothing. He'll go to jail just for the way he feels. And I appreciate that, Clay Douglas. I appreciate that greatly, that little chihuahua. But we got to get these aircraft off our head. Clifford Carnicom, Will Thomas, Clay Douglas know this. If you can't defend your airspace, what in the hell are you going to a voting booth for? Tell me, Clay Douglas, should we really worry about an electronic or a paper vote while we got Chinese, Canadian, and American airplanes over our head dumping barium, aluminum, JP-8 in our lungs every day? Where's our priority?
All right, hang on a minute, and we'll be glad to talk about chemtrails, since I'm one of the first to have the video out on chemtrails. We'll be right back.
Yeah. In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places." People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs. It discusses America and Prophecy, the Antichrist, Tyrants and Wars, Secret Societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715. Or mail P.O. Box 771, Athens, Tennessee, 37371.
Come on, Bill. 2 weeks ago, you were riding a bicycle.
For some time now, you've listened to our corny DidYouRobBillGates.com ads. So let's get serious for a moment. DidYouRobBillGates.com can really show you how to make money with your own home-based business and will give you the ability to quit your job, pay off debt, or how about buying some silver and gold for the future or retirement? What about just being around more for your family? DidYouRobBillGates.com can show you how to increase your cash flow so you can get the things in life you want. What if all it took was answering the phone? Could you do that? When the cash flow increases, it's amazing what you can do. It's about independence and freedom. DidYouRobBillGates.com can show you how. Don't wait any longer. Go to DidYouRobBillGates.com. That's DidYouRobBillGates.com.
Hi, this is Brother Michael Diamond. You can now get the most important package ever on what has happened to the Catholic Church in the last 50 years. Find out how this massive crisis concerning the Catholic Church happened, what happened, and how the Bible predicted it would take place in the last days. The package contains 6 DVDs that contain 10 different programs, 2 books that combined are over 1,000 pages and other information. Order now at our website, mostholyfamilymonastery.com. That's mostholyfamilymonastery.com. The last word monastery is spelled M-O-N-A-S-T-E-R-Y. Or call us at 1-800-275-1126. That's 1-800-275-1126. Or mail in your order to us at 4425 Schneider Road, Fillmore, New York, 14735. The total cost for this massive package of information is only $10, $15 for UPS Ground, or $30 outside the U.S.
Back, and I got TJ online. TJ, let me go back. We'll go back to your chemtrails discussion in just a moment. But Ron Paul is being touted as the only answer. We've got nobody else up there. Rudy Giuliani, McCain, they're all shams. They're all part of the system. They're all part of the New World Order. They're all for one world government. And Ron Paul isn't. He's been a subscriber of mine for about 6 or 8 years. And he's been pretty straight with telling people about the Federal Reserve, just like Charles Collins did a few years back. He's being ignored by the press the same way Charles Collins was. They haven't quite unplugged his microphones yet, but they certainly got vote fraud going on in New Hampshire. They're throwing away the Ron Paul votes. They're saying he got none in towns. And but you don't think he's the real thing?
Clay,
tell me why.
Clay, I think there's a tremendous amount of good intentions in Ron Paul's spirit, but he does not have the testicular fortitude that Clay Douglas has. He doesn't have the military savvy that yours truly has. He doesn't have the egocentricity that Alex Jones has. He doesn't have the musical talent of Joyce's boyfriend has. But that's not important. What's important is that we remember what honesty is, and we remember what military destruction can do to these people here that have been sucking it up for 8 years. And there's a humble man named Clifford Carnicom and Will Thomas up in Canada, and they're your best bet for reality. But Ron Paul must be a strict Paulist, because he won't stand up and fight for himself. You will, so will Davon Kleist and Randy Weaver and a whole bunch of others. Speaking of Randy Weaver, he's one of the most honest men I ever met in my life. You're an honest man, Clay. You don't cover up anything to anybody, religiously or irreligiously. That doesn't matter. I'm a military specialist, and I love life, nature, and the Creator, and God Almighty. And if your list, can I talk to your listeners, Clay?
You are.
Okay. This is for you people. I want you to remember Bill Cooper, Teddy Roosevelt, and Andrew Jackson. If you even know who they are. First, our enemy shoots our dogs. Then he shoots us. Or he gives us a flyby with some helicopters. And I had one of those flybys on 11 November of 2000 in Rochester, Minnesota, where Dick Cheney was a trustee of the Mayo Medical Foundation. You're talking to the real deal, people. You can listen to Clay Douglas this morning. But if you don't think courage is the most important virtue in any religion, then get out of my way and let Clay Douglas ride his Harley. But I'm going to tell you, I want you to remember Bill Cooper, his dog named Crusher, my five dogs, Bandit, Clay Douglas's dog, because these are part of God's creation. And if Ron Paul won't stand up and get out from under his rock to save his own ass, how is he going to save ours?
What are you referring to as far as Ron Paul not standing up or not defending himself? What are you referring to here?
Has he been on your radio show, Clay?
No, I haven't put him on my radio show.
And he won't come on with Alex, and he won't come on with Dave, the people that are trying to defend him, because he does not have the military savvy, the aircraft knowledge. He ain't up to speed with it, but he is very well-intended, but he should not be in politics. Nobody should be in politics. We should all be living our free lives in this formerly sovereign country, like Clay Douglas tries to, like I do, and don't misinterpret do, because I live in Realityville. And my voice recognition is recognizable to the CIA, the NSA, the USA, the U.S. Army, the U.S. Navy, the Navy Seabees, Dave and Joyce, Charles from Louisiana, who has really got more testicular fortitude than anybody, but he's crying. He's crying from his heart, because the Patriot movement in the United States cannot turn the hourglass upside right and get out of politics, get on the street, tell their neighbors the truth about what's going on, Clay.
And just a minute, we'll be right back, and we'll come to a conclusion here. Hang on. I'll be right back. We're talking with TJ from Iowa.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network.
because you can handle the truth.
Come on, Bill. 2 weeks ago, you were riding a bicycle.
For some time now, you've listened to our corny DidYouRobBillGates.com ads. So let's get serious for a moment. DidYouRobBillGates.com can really show you how to make money with your own home-based business and will give you the ability to quit your job, pay off debt, or how about buying some silver and gold for the future or retirement? What about just being around more for your family? DidYouRobBillGates.com can show you how to increase your cash flow so you can get the things in life you want. What if all it took was answering the phone? Could you do that? When the cash flow increases, it's amazing what you can do. It's about independence and freedom. DidYouRobBillGates.com can show you how. Don't wait any longer. Go to DidYouRobBillGates.com. That's DidYouRobBillGates.com.
Hi, this is Brother Michael Diamond. You can now get the most important package ever on what has happened to the Catholic Church in the last 50 years. Find out how this massive crisis concerning the Catholic Church happened, what happened, and how the Bible predicted it would take place in the last days. The package contains 6 DVDs that contain 10 different programs, 2 books that combined are over 1,000 pages and other information. Order now at our website, mostholyfamilymonastery.com. That's mostholyfamilymonastery.com. The last word monastery is spelled M-O-N-A-S-T-E-R-Y. Or call us at 1-800-275-1126. That's 1-800-275-1126. Or mail in your order to us at 4425 Schneider Road, Fillmore, New York, 14735. The total cost for this massive package of information is only $10, $15 for UPS Ground, or $30 outside the U.S.
Gasoline prices are out of control. Are you tired of giving your hard-earned dollars to the major oil companies? Did you know that the oil companies have developed special products to increase mileage in their own vehicles? Very few customers even know such products exist. SFR has obtained this technology that is backed by testing the oil companies have run, yet they don't want you to know about them. This product is made right here in the United States and is not a typical gas treatment found at your local store. SFR lasts up to 6 months. SFR works so well that it even improves mileage on new cars. SFR recently ran this ad, and the response from all over the U.S. was so incredibly strong that we're allowing listeners to receive a free bottle when one is purchased at our regular price of $9.99. If you're not completely delighted with the savings, we'll refund the purchase price and shipping. Share the oil company's secret and get SFR now. Call 888-USE-SFR-1. That's 888-873-7371 today.
All right, we're back, and I guess TJ, you keep kind of shying away from Ron Paul, the people in my chat room.
Wait a minute. That's our topic here, Ron Paul.
That's right. That's right.
Yeah, well, he talks a good talk. He's from Texas. He's been in Congress for 20 years.
Voted for an unconstitutional act, never voted for a tax increase, ever.
What did he do for the victims of Waco?
They are going to pave over Waco with that superhighway now.
Yeah, and that's in Texas where Ron Paul is a congressperson. But right now he's under a rock because he does not have the fortitude that you have, Clay Douglas.
Talking about the vote fraud in your state and Iowa?
There's vote fraud wherever America is because it's just a Britannia subject. But, Clay, I want to thank you for my time with you. I want to recommend to your listeners that they only deal in reality much more than politics, and they'll know the real deal. And look out, look up in their sky, look at those aircraft, check the tail markings, see how they feel the next morning, and then figure out how much Ron Paul will do to cease and cessate this problem we have militarily in the United States, the most dumbed-down nation on the entire planet. I love to do foreign travel. I've been to Russia before the Iron Curtain fell down, the Philippines and the Filipino rebel army. I've been to Vietnam, Japan. I haven't been more places than that except Guam and Mexico and Canada. But I'll tell you, this ain't paradise right now because of the political system. And if you play into it, you're a sucker and a fool. And I don't want Clay Douglas to be a fool. I don't want Dave or Alex or my friend Beatrice here, who's going to be 92 pretty soon, and watched the communists pull down the American flag in Sabika, Minnesota about 90 years ago or 80 years ago and burn it for the sake of politics, because life is important and your health is important. Clay Douglas is important. Alex Jones. But if you're going to do a battle, do it militarily. And do it militarily with common sense and observation. And you can't observe things if you're listening to politicians with monkeys as their mascot, like Ron Paul. Well-intended though he is, I shook his hand a couple months ago in Freemason City, Iowa. It's called Mason City, Iowa. I'm trying to get its name changed to River City. But that's where he was at. And before he came a monkey. I don't want a monkey as my mascot. I'll either take a horse or a dog. But I'll tell you, Ron Paul's under a rock now with Alex Jones, Davon Klyce, and he should be under a rock with Clay Douglas, because he won't fight his own battles. And if you cannot fight your own battle on your own God-given property with your own God-given common sense, then you're just
Wait a minute, TJ. Wait a minute. Tell me why Ron Paul isn't fighting this battle. It's up on his website.
I can tell you that, Clay.
In New Hampshire and in Iowa, and they're certainly talking about it.
Everybody.
By the way, and one of my guests here on my chat room says refers to Ron Paul as the best of the worst. So,
that's exactly what he is. He posed with an Illuminati hand signal for the Des Moines, Iowa Register newspaper, and I sent that to Charles in Louisiana, and everybody knows it. The gig is up. And they'll throw it even in the Patriots' faces, but they won't throw it in mine because I'm just too bloody military. I love creation and dogs and.
Okay, you know, I certainly agree with you. I haven't really participated in the vote since I watched them unplug Charles Collins' microphones.
Very good. Because back in the early 70s, Iowa had a big political battle over the American Party, which was similar to Ron Paul's, and they tried to sue the state of Iowa, but it never went past the court system because the court system is run by the Freemason Illuminati bastardized peoples of Britannia to this day. And when what's his name from England said, we're doing away with the Magna Carta, he wasn't kidding you, Clay. But that doesn't matter. The least of us out there in your listening audience is as strong as you or I, Clay, because if they know the truth and they don't participate in the big marshmallow bonfire of American politics, then they got a leg up on everybody else, and they won't have to blush when they meet their creator at the end of their days, Clay Douglas.
I'm gonna. You've made your opinion of Ron Paul, and I certainly believe that the political system is corrupt. What about these chemtrails? I've done a video on chemtrails.
If you could, Clay, if you wanna stay in business. You got to get Clifford Carnicom on every chance you get. I can give you his phone number. You and I can do a conference call with him, or Will Thomas, either one of those gentlemen, because they are chivalrous. They believe in life and creation and freedom, and they know scientifically what's going on in our airspace, militarily. They're not as military as I am. They haven't played as many chess games as I have. But, Clay, I hope I can meet you soon, sooner than later. And Clifford Carnicom, Carnicom.com. I hope he's connected.
Clifford Carnicom is on my video, TJ.
Well,
and you keep talking about a military solution. Frankly, I don't want a military solution in this country. We fought already for this country. We fought for our Constitution, and that gives us the right to worship the way we want. And that's why I'm supporting Ron Paul, because he is talking about the Constitution. He is talking about the Federal Reserve. He is talking about all of the problems that I've been talking about. I don't know about chemtrails. I don't know what, but he has been a subscriber of mine for 6 years, so I would assume he knows what the hell chemtrails are.
Well, I would subscribe to your magazine for 8 years. I'd outdo Paul because he talks a good talk, but he cannot walk the walk out of Washington, D.C. He's got to get down on your program or Alex or Dave. I don't care who. He can call me. You give him my phone number. Because I've been in Texas, I know a little bit about history. I know a lot about military science. I know what's going on. And I know where he's at with being corrupted in Washington, D.C., that 10-mile square area that you and I dare not step into because we're too good for it, Clay.
We've been seeing this spraying, and it's my opinion they're conditioning us with seeing the chemtrails up there so that one day when they, in those cylinders that they load onto the planes to spray, nobody knows what's in those. It's been a barium and aluminum. I think one day it's going to be bird flu.
You got it, Clay.
And, and then people will look up, and they won't make any connection to getting sick until they start dropping in their tracks and dying.
Clay, you and I are not talking to the masses. We're talking to selected individuals who understand reality, not the masses. That's why you're special, your dog Bandit special, your listeners are special, Melissa, Charles from Louisiana. Everybody's special, and the sheep are special, too. And I'm talking to the sheep and you and everybody else.
I'm telling you, here's my scenario, and I'm, I appreciate you being on in your opinion today. But you've been listening to me for a long time. You've been reading Free American for a long time. I believe the Free American is the best tool we've got. We got radio here, but what we're talking about right now will be gone and disappeared, and nobody's necessarily going to be thinking about it 10 minutes from now, 10 minutes after the show's over. And what I've got with the Free American is a tool that we can use. If you hand the Free American somebody and they read about the Rothschilds and they read about what they've done to the Border Patrol agents, busted them for doing their job, put them in prison with the people they put in prisons, it's a powerful tool that they can read and they can check on it. They don't have and they can refer back to it as a reference. And I'd like to ask all of my patriotic audience, all of the people that have been reading Free American and supporting Free American for years, I've got two issues out. One with the history of the Rothschilds and with the Border Patrol agents on the cover, and this last issue with George Bush, who needs to be impeached for what he's done for us.
He needs more than impeachment. According
that's all we've got. That's a legal recourse that we've got. And it's only after being impeached or tried that we could have him hung.
That's true.
TJ, the problem that we have right now, and it's what I've tried to do with the Free Americans, how do you fight evil without becoming evil? You know, that's what happened to the Jews when they got out of the concentration camps. They went back, and now they're treating the Palestinians worse than the Nazis treated them.
Well, I can tell you how. You do it with prayer and perseverance.
That's what I've tried to do, and that's what I'm trying to do.
Well, you're perseverant.
And what I'm going to do right now, I want to offer the last two issues of the Free American to all of my listeners out there. If you call in today, I will sell you copies of the magazine for $2 a piece. You can put them in your store. You can sell them for $5. You can take them and you can show them to somebody else. You can sell them for $3 and to other stores and other places. I will give them to you cheaper than the national distributor gets them to get them out, because I think it's the best tool that we've got for waking people up. And you may not be overly fond of Ron Paul because he's a politician, and I can understand that feeling. But he is, like they said, the best of the worst out there. And he's the one politician out there, one congressman out there, that's not a member of the Bar Association. And we'll just have to forgive him, being a member of the AMA. But, you know, we've got and you're right about the chemtrails. You're going to set us up for the bird flu. And not that the bird flu is going to kill you, because there's no difference, no way to tell the difference in symptoms between the bird flu and regular flu. And this month's issue, the latest issue of the Free American, has got about 10 pages on the vaccines that they want you to line up on the Kmart parking lot to get after people start getting sick. And if we know in advance what it's, the vaccines, if the chemtrails don't kill you, and they haven't yet, if the chemtrails don't kill you, I promise you the vaccines will. You understand that?
All right. You want me to talk?
Okay. TJ, I'm going to let you go, son. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Clay.
Hope you've got the latest issues of Free American. By the way, if you subscribe today, folks, you'll get 2 issues to start with, and we'll give you 12 more to subscribe, $50. My number is 888-678-1444. James, you're right, too. The American people don't read. They watch American Idol instead. The elections are rigged. And we've been urging people for 10 years. A king of a nation, whoever you are. We've been urging people for 10 years to get prepared with food, with shelter, and your weapons. The attack is on. The attack is on for for the vets. They're going after the vets. Now, I keep telling you folks, every time a communist regime takes over a country, whether it's China, whether it's Russia, whether it's South Africa, Zimbabwe, Rhodesia, or the United States, they go after 3 classes of people, and almost in order. Okay, I'll take that. Who? Okay. All right. They go after 3 classes of people. They go after the farmers, the intelligentsia, and then the loyal police and soldiers for the old regime. In that case is the Constitution. That's why we're under attack. Okay, Richard in Alabama, go ahead, sir.
Efforts.
Yes, sir?
Can you hear me loud?
I can now. Yes, sir. Go ahead.
if the elections are rigged, then the only reason to run is to have the pulpit to be on the debate to have access to the American public. And if you get in, if you get on the tube and what you say is Arabs hijacked airliners and caused the buildings to fall down and they're angry at us because we're over there, you have really fumbled. You have fumbled the great opportunity. And I don't think Ron Paul is stupid. I think he just fumbled it. You know, if Jerry Rice drops five passes in a game, you know the fix is in, because Jerry Rice doesn't drop five passes in a game. And I think Ron Paul is fumbling the ball too much. And he had a lot of opportunities. He understands the game, and not.
All right,
really.
Stay with me. We'll further through this break, and we'll be right back. Stay with me.
Come on, Bill. 2 weeks ago, you were riding a bicycle.
For some time now, you've listened to our corny DidYouRobBillGates.com ads. So let's get serious for a moment. DidYouRobBillGates.com can really show you how to make money with your own home-based business and will give you the ability to quit your job, pay off debt, or how about buying some silver and gold for the future or retirement? What about just being around more for your family? DidYouRobBillGates.com can show you how to increase your cash flow so you can get the things in life you want. What if all it took was answering the phone? Could you do that? When the cash flow increases, it's amazing what you can do. It's about independence and freedom. DidYouRobBillGates.com can show you how. Don't wait any longer. Go to DidYouRobBillGates.com. That's DidYouRobBillGates.com.
Introducing the world's best air purifier. The Aeronizer produces high levels of activated oxygen right from the air you're breathing. It works the way nature does in cleaning and purifying the air in your home. Pet, cooking, cigarette, or even cigar smoke is no problem for this air purifier. It's so powerful, it kills molds and mildews as well as bacteria and viruses in the air and on surfaces in your home. Made in the USA of the finest materials with an unconditional 2-year warranty. There are no moving parts to break, no plates to clean, and no filters to replace. Call 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200. Or visit the website now, www.aranair.us. That's www.aranair.us. Again, www.aranair.us.
Hi, this is Brother Michael Diamond. You can now get the most important package ever on what has happened to the Catholic Church in the last 50 years. Find out how this massive crisis concerning the Catholic Church happened, what happened, and how the Bible predicted it would take place in the last days. The package contains 6 DVDs that contain 10 different programs, 2 books that combined are over 1,000 pages and other information. Order now at our website, mostholyfamilymonastery.com. That's mostholyfamilymonastery.com. The last word monastery is spelled M-O-N-A-S-T-E-R-Y. Or call us at 1-800-275-1126. That's 1-800-275-1126. Or mail in your order to us at 4425 Schneider Road, Fillmore, New York, 14735. The total cost for this massive package of information is only $10, $15 for UPS Ground, or $30 outside the U.S.
Let's finish up with your caller here. You think Hey, do you think Ron Paul's got a chance? And what if we all get behind him? Is he going to live up to our expectations, or is he going to be just another spoiler put in like Ross Perot was?
Yeah, Ross Perot, Judge Roy Moore, Pat Buchanan. I'm afraid we've got a whole bunch of these guys that always fall down at the critical situation. And we just got another one, and it's really depressing.
He is not. The problem with Ron right now is he's not addressing the vote fraud that was obvious. I've had the videos up where it shows that the AP poll didn't agree anywhere with what came out of Iowa or New Hampshire. And he's been strangely quiet about that.
He doesn't complain about crime. He never calls anybody a criminal. He never calls 9/11 murder.
You know, this was a setup. Larry Silverstein blew those buildings up, and, you know, the most amateurish detective could follow the trail. They took the people out of the building for a safety check while people went through there and planted the explosives in the building.
Do you know why law enforcement never calls 9/11 a murder?
Why?
Because the courts approve it. It's justifiable homicide.
Run that back by. That doesn't make sense to me.
No, but it's what the courts think.
Well, they're simply not investigating it as a crime. I mean, it's just like the Gulf of Tonkin, this latest incident they tried to do over there. They want to point the finger so they can start the war, and that's what they did with Afghanistan and Iraq, and now they're going to do the same thing to Iran. They want us in perpetual war here.
They plan to lose.
Well, they got to bring America down to your knees. They got to bring their middle class down there, and that's why they've sent all of our National Guard overseas.
That's right. The National Guard is whiter than the regular army. Kill them first.
Well, that's, again, what I tell you. They go after three classes of people when a communist regime takes over. They go after the farmers. We've got the National Animal Identification System now. Then they go after the intelligentsia. That's the people that are smart enough to know what the heck they're doing because they've read history and they've learned from it. And then third, they go after the loyal police officers. That's why this whole Ramos Campion thing was a psychological operation, just like Waco was on the American people. Waco told the American people, don't resist by force of arms. And Ramos and Campion are telling Border Patrol agents, you let those drug dealers come across, man. You're messing with our shipments. We got to take a break. Yeah, we got it. Well, the show's over. My number is 888-678-1444. Call today. Get the magazines. Two issues. $2 a piece. Get as many as you can afford. We need to get those out there. We need to wake the people up. And, sorry, I think that Ron Paul is the best hope that we got out of the batch of politicians that's running for president. I'm Clay Douglas.
Since 1988.